Welcome into the Jaguars post-game report. The Jaguars fall to the Tennessee Titans 20-16 here at home, Tony, and really quite shocking that this football team early on was able to have as much success, because maybe we didn't expect it because of the number of players that were playing for injured players and players that were on injured reserve this week.
Well, I think it's a testament to a couple of things. One is to the attitude and how they approach things around here under Gus Bradley, that, you know, no excuses, no complaining. We're going to work for it. We're going to go forward. Whoever's out there, we're going to play with the type of presence and attitude that we play with. And secondly, let's give Dave Caldwell some credit. I mean, listen, he's done a good job of picking guys up that were on the street, undrafted, and they've come in and contributed this year.
Well, it didn't help that during the course of the game, Brandon Dedrick goes down with an injury. Paul Posluszny missed a few plays because of injury. Dwayne Grotz missed some time because of injury. Next week is going to get even more interesting.
Well, boy, you wonder, you mentioned some guys who got hurt in today's game. Dedrick, you know.
Which the report is dislocated elbow.
So we probably don't have him.
Right.
You know, you have Grotz with an ankle. He's a corner.
Is the same ankle Gus said that was happening earlier.
So you worry about him. So, you're really getting thin. And what it tells you is, hey, listen, guys who haven't played much, guys who are young, guys that maybe picked up off the street, they're going to have to contribute if you want a chance to win.
All right, last question for you here. Brad Meester just completed his last home game, 14-year career. He's got the both top two consecutive game started streak in Jaguars history, obviously the longest career in Jaguars history. You can't say enough good things about Brad Meester.
Yeah, I'm envious of two things of Brad Meester. One, he got to play for 14 years for the same team. What a great job that is. It's unbelievable that he was able to do that. He's been a class act. He has been a tremendous asset to this franchise and to this city for every one of those 14 years, and he caught a pass. He caught a pass. I never got a catch pass.
Tight end screen. I mean, great play design.
It was awesome. So, listen, Brad Meester is the epitome of what it means to be a professional in this league. He's done it right. He's grinded it out. He's played hard. He's played through injuries. He's gotten beat up, come back, and rehab, and shown up every day. And, you know, Jeff, you played a long time, and we've been around a lot of guys. The one thing that's a quality that I don't think gets talked about enough is consistency. He's consistent. You know what you get every day when he shows up. It's a good hard day's work and a very, very good performance.
All right, thank you, Tony.
All right, thanks.
Welcome back into the Jaguars post-game report, now joined by the Meester family. Hey, Brad, congratulations. Last home game here as a Jaguar player.
Thank you. It was definitely a memorable moment, being able to run out through the tunnel a final time, and then obviously the presentation afterwards, and being able to have my whole family here and things like that have meant a lot.
Six daughters. All right, I'm going to put you on the spot. Introduce everybody to your daughters.
All right. This is Lily. We got Emma, Chloe, Sophia, and the two younger ones are Aubrey and Adeline. Aubrey's getting tired. So.
Six weddings.
I know. That's why I had to go 14 years. Six weddings, six colleges. I had to prepare myself.
This was a special moment before the game because you were the only Jaguars player introduced before the game. You also had an opportunity to get recognized from the team and also your teammates after the game. And then in the game, you get a tight end screen. Does it get any better than that?
No, I don't get any better than that. I mean, obviously, to be able to run out by myself is a one-in-a-lifetime thing. To receive a tight end screen is something that's never happened. And I'm very thankful they gave me that opportunity to do that. They trusted me to do it and gave me that chance. And then obviously being recognized at the end by my teammates and the fans, something I always remember.
Tony Boselli said in the booth that he looks forward to one day having your name join his up on the Pride of the Jaguars. You and Mark Brunell, Tony Boselli, sounds good, doesn't it?
That's awesome. That's awesome that he said something like that. That means a lot.
Congratulations, Brad.
All right, thank you.
Welcome back into the Jaguars post-game report. Chad Henne, quarterback here. Chad, talk about the play to Brad Meester, the little tight end screen. How about that?
Yeah, I mean, we repped it all week, and we just wanted to give Brad a chance, last opportunity. And you know, I didn't know if it was going to work or not, and if it wasn't there, I was just going to dirt it. But luckily, the safety ran over to the other side, and they were kind of surprised, and he did a great job catching it and getting it upfield.
Were you surprised that they were surprised? Because here's a guy that had this big presentation before the game. They introduced him as the only guy coming out of the tunnel, and he's not in position, and they didn't recognize it.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that went on. You know, we brought Drew Nowak in at guard. We had to put Jacques at center, and then Brad went outside to tight end. So a lot of substitution, and sometimes, you know, the defensive coordinator would call timeout, you know, for some plays like that, but they didn't call it, and, you know, Brad did a great job with it and got us some yards.
You guys as a football team missing a lot of components today, but you guys fought hard. I give you guys credit.
Yeah, I mean, third down was the biggest key. We were third and long a lot and didn't really convert on them, and we had some opportunities out there and, you know, just didn't execute well enough and get enough points on the board.
You've got 1 week left. Rate this season so far overall for you as a part of this process with Gus Bradley and this new regime.
I mean, it's a lot of fun to be a part of this organization. I mean, what Gus brings with positivity and just being enthusiastic every day with high energy, you can't fathom what we do every day. And that's what makes us keep going each and every week. And we come out fighting, and we'll never give up.
Thank you, Chad.
All right, thanks.
Welcome back into the Jaguars postgame report. The Jaguars fall 20-16 against the Tennessee Titans. Was the game that important, or was this – day about Brad Meester?
Well, I think it's about Brad Meester. It's funny, you're sitting there talking to Gus and you're in the locker room and you're sort of trying, as a reporter, you're trying to piece together your game story and what you're going to write about. I was just talking to television's Brent Martin a second ago and he goes, yeah, does the game really matter? Of course it does. This was a day for Meester, 14 years. He got to catch the almost touchdown pass, got to talk to the crowd. I think people will remember the pass more than they're going to remember that much more about the game, as well they should. What a class act.
Well, what a class act. I mean, yeah. to be able to play 14 years, and a lot of people really don't appreciate that. They just think of a number as 14, but having played the game, I think I appreciate longevity more so than I do at the level that a guy might play at.
Well, and to play not only 14 years, but some guys at the end are missing games. They're missing seasons. They got a groin that keeps them out. He's finishing his career on a start streak of like 90 games. You didn't do that.
Yeah, today was 89. 14, next week will be 90.
I guess to do that at year 14, I didn't play, so I don't understand it. You probably have an appreciation to be playing 16 games in year 14. I'd like to look up that stat. How many guys do that?
I'm just trying to think about the medical coverage I would want if I was Brad Meester after 14 years in the National Football League.
It's a striking thing, and he handled it so well. And I think some praise needs to go the coaching staff's way for giving him a chance to make that play. Mm. You're in the middle of a game. It would have been easy for a young coaching staff to say, we're going to score no matter what. But it was clear they wanted to give Brad something to remember. They wanted to have some fun with it. I think it says a lot about where this organization is and where they're going that, you know, they did that and willing to have some fun and give that guy that moment.
They actually called that play with the expectation that Brad was going to score. They were hoping they would be able to call that play a little bit closer and that Brad would be the one that scored.
It's a long distance for him to go. He was a 14. I mean, that's a long way. That's a marathon.
I said on the radio, it was a good thing that they used a timeout
to
allow him to catch the win. But, of course, they had to use the timeout because he reported as eligible. He would have had to come off the field for a play.
Well, and Brad said in there, I'm sure he told you as well, he had just gotten off a play where he's the last guy under the pile and he's all stunned. All of a sudden, they're calling this heavy package. And he was like, whoa. He said the one thing he wanted to do was catch the ball because he wanted to go out not catching the ball. He would catch a lot of grief if he hadn't caught it.
All right, thank you, John. Last home game for Brad Meester. Awesome
neat
day.
Neat thing.